Hello.
Hey. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Merry Christmas. Or,
almost.
Or happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays. I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And, you know, it's the week before Christmas.
Where did the year go?
In the toilet, dude. It was so bad. It was not a good year for me. But we'll talk about that on another episode. Today, well, first of all, this is 30 Dirty and Dying. We're 30 Dirty and Dying. This is your favorite millennial podcast.
But we're spicing it up today with a little holiday cheer. A
little eggnog.
Holiday hoobie whatty.
Hell yeah, you do that every year.
I watched The Grinch today.
Did you? Good
I
for
sure
you.
I sure did.
Good for you. I haven't really watched any Christmas shit yet.
I watched the Jonas Brothers Christmas movie that came out.
Oh, really?
A Very Jonas Christmas. Loved it.
I've seen the advertisements.
It's so bad, it's good.
Love that.
It's perfect corny Disney Christmas Hallmark. All of it.
Those
it's
have great. A special place in my heart, so yeah. Maybe I'd love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, it's the week before Christmas, and I gotta be honest with you, this whole Christmas season thus far, I have not been super holly jolly, and I really thought, like, it wasn't a big deal. And then I went to Target the first week of December, and I expected, like, this will get me jazzed. Like, I'll see all the fun decorations, and that was kind of true. The Christmas section was picked fucking clean.
Yeah.
And this was on, like, I think it was, like, the 4th or something. This was very early. So, apparently, I'm in the minority this season.
They had Christmas out before Halloween ended.
See, that makes me sad. But
that pisses me off. So, I'm talking to all the corporate...
All you corporate baddies out there.
Stop inserting Christmas... to my Halloween. Let Halloween be Halloween. Let the Halloween decorations stay out. Let me, the next day, on November 1st, buy Halloween decorations for half price. Let me do that. Christmas is not ready!
I understand your plight here. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really was just surprised that it was that, like, picked over. Like, a lot of people have been really jazzed up the whole month so far, and it's taken me a while to warm up my sleigh, guys. So, if you feel the same, maybe you're in the right place. We are having a holiday-themed episode this week on 30 Dirty and Dying, but we're keeping it Six Sad Millennial 30-something brand.
Always.
Yeah, always. But we're gonna talk about our grown-up Christmas lists. And that's gonna be full of bullshit, and you know it.
Yeah, it's really hard because people are just like, well, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I would like no debt.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, and that's why we wanted to do this episode, because it's so different. It's one of those things that's very different from being younger.
Yeah.
It's like a thing that you notice, I think, and I've noticed it more like in my late 20s, early 30s than I ever did even as like an adult.
I buy for myself.
Yeah.
And if I really want it, I will buy it for myself.
Or I accept that it's a pipe dream and I can't do it because finances, you know?
And then I feel bad. Like, I don't want to ask for that because, like, I don't want other people to spend that money on me.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
Yeah. It's crazy. And, like, for me this year specifically, like, we've had some really crazy stuff this year financially. It's not a year that I can just be like, oh, yes, I'll just throw all this money. It's like, there's not a lot of money to throw. So it's hard to get, like, super jazzed about the gift buying and even getting side of things, because it's like, I got other things on my mind. I got other adult shit on my mind, and I can't just pretend that's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, because then they're coming after me.
Yeah, I feel like because the holidays being, like, a gift-giving type of, like, it puts so much pressure to, like, to spend money.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't have it, like... All this money that we've spent, like, on Christmas gifts for everyone, like, we could have dug ourselves out of debt.
Yeah. No, really. And I mean, like, I finished, like, the Christmassy type shopping that I had to do, and I kept it very light. And it was still, like, I mean, I was adding shit up to make sure that it wasn't gonna, you know...
Break the bank.
Yeah. Like, actually, literally break the bank. So, yeah, it's tough. And I think we've always said that we understand that the holidays are not the same for everyone. Mm-hmm. We've kind of baked that into a lot of our content over the years, because it's true. It's part of growing up. It's part of getting real about shit. It's not always going to be, like, super festive and fun, but it doesn't mean that, you know, it has to be this terrible time. And I think part of how we make it not such a terrible time is just, like, be real. Be transparent about what's not great and what is, so that you can, you know, find your place in the mix of that and not try to make your holiday fit some, like, catalog shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is our version of that. Yeah, we're going to laugh. We're going to joke. We're going to...
Hee hee ha ha.
Yeah, ho-ho. We're going to be sarcastic and shit. But also the main point, I think, here is just to... Maybe, I hate saying normalize, because, like, be abnormal, but normalize your gift-giving and receiving vibes this year, maybe not being the most festive, or not feeling the most festive. We get it, so.
Times are tough. It's only getting worse.
Yeah, it really is. It sucks.
It's getting worse.
So, we're going to talk about our grown-up Christmas list. Also, we put on Instagram to tell us what was on your grown-up Christmas list, and we did get some submissions from our listeners. So we'll list those too. See if you align with anything we said. That'll be fun. And all we can do, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, is give you some banging episodes of your favorite millennial podcast. And if you have the money to buy some merch, you can do that, and that's what we got for you this year.
I made Christmas cards.
Yeah, we have Christmas cards. You guys can order Christmas cards. They say survive the season. They're very accurate. So yeah, we do have some stuff, but we're very cognizant that, like, it's a tough time for people, so we've tried to make things very cost-effective. If you want to use our stuff to stuff some stockings for an affordable price, that would be great, but we get it. Tough times. But, you know, what are we going to do first? We're going to throw our little party, right?
Yeah, we're going to go back in time.
Back in time.
All right.
It's 1994. It's the year I was born. So.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's cute. I don't feel the same. But we're throwing a party. We're throwing a Christmas party in 1994. If you listen to our Halloween block this year, we had a back in time theme where we threw a party in the 2000s. Same vibes.
Yeah, for 94, I didn't specify. It was more of 90s vibes.
Yeah,
and it wasn't necessarily specifically 94, but
that's kind of what we did with the last, like, holiday party back in time that we did. A lot of it was early 90s vibes is what we're kind of leaning into, because it was a simple time.
It was a great time.
It was a better time. So let's live in the past, people.
Yeah. Why do you think millennials love this stuff so much? Because this time sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. This I could buy some candy canes.
Yeah.
And not take out a fucking loan. You know? Anyways, go on. What are you bringing to the party, Courtney?
All right. So... I have a very specific fake Christmas tree.
Oh.
Okay, so it's a fake Christmas tree where all the limbs were separated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the back of the limbs were hooks. They're metal hooks. And they had stickers wrapped around the metal hook that had, like, a letter on it. And the letters were associated to where on you had to hook the tree limb in.
Isn't that most artificial Christmas trees?
Mine is just, like, it's all the branches are together.
I guess mine is two now.
And you just put the poles together.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Now mine is like that. When I was growing up, we had one like that, though.
Yeah.
Probably in the 2000s, though, because we did real trees in the 90s a lot.
I'm not risking spiders. Are you kidding me?
No, I think it was stupid. I was not a fan. But I remember when we made the switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what ours looked like.
Yeah.
We used to get the real tree, and we had, like, the, I don't know, the fucking vase that you put the stump in to, like, water it and shit. And then at some point in the 2000s, we got a fake tree, and we never went back.
Yeah. Fake. Only fake.
Yeah. I'm a fake bitch.
Yeah.
I also, like, nowadays, I like white trees. I have a white tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, you can't get that out there in nature.
Yeah, why trees don't exist unless it's just snow. So on the tree, we have ornaments that your family has collected for years.
Yeah.
Hallmark exclusives, precious moments, bulbs with the years on it.
So my...
this bulb specifically says 1994.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
We had a 1994 bulb from when I was born, and it was a precious moment.
Because I feel like people nowadays, they don't necessarily put on, like, their family ornaments.
Yeah.
It's all, like...
super curated.
Yeah, like, it has to all match.
Yeah, we don't do that. I mean, we have, like, all the bulbs match, right? But then we put on our ornaments. Like, we get an ornament every year, and we put on our family ornaments. Because that's what we did growing up. Mm-hmm. We had these ones in the 90s that I remember that would definitely go on our tree. Mm-hmm. I would get them from my mom. And they were all, like, nutcrackers, right? Or soldiers. Well, no. One was a nutcracker. The rest were just, like, soldiers. And they were all dressed the same, except one guy had on white pants and a red shirt. Everybody else had on red pants and a navy blue shirt.
Interesting.
Yeah, but they were all part of the same set. But also, their arms and legs moved as if independent from their body. Like, they were, like, spun around and shit. They weren't, like, one piece. They were almost like a doll.
Weird.
Yeah. I would play with them as a kid. Like, I thought they were, like, dolls.
Yeah. Do your mom still have them?
I think so.
I need to see pictures.
I can show you pictures. You know what? I took some pictures of... We went through pictures on... Thanksgiving, and there's some of me in front of the Christmas tree, and I'm gonna see if I can find them. Go on. I'm
okay. Just... Country treasure style longer burger baskets.
Yes. Especially the stair ones.
Yes.
Yeah, because we had the stair ones. Love that.
We had the, I specifically remember a longer burger basket. It was a small one, and it had, like, the plastic inside lining.
Yeah, okay.
That we had on, like, the side table that's, like, near the door by the stairs. That, like, we would put, like, little Christmas ditties in it.
Oh, cute. I love that. We also had this, like, big, and I would want to hang this up at our party. We had this very thick boy Santa head. It was like you hung it. It wasn't like mounted. I said that wrong. Because you're picturing, like, a mounted deer head.
I am.
It was flat, but it was just, like, Santa's face.
Okay.
And it was, like, carved, like, out of, not stone, but, like, who else to explain this? It was just like a thing you hang on the wall. It okay. was flat though, and it was like a cartoon Santa, but it was very heavy, and it was very 90s. Like, Santa looked like, yeah, I don't know. It just was very 90s.
Okay. I also need a picture of that.
Okay. I know there's a picture of that somewhere. Okay.
Anyways, sorry. Ceramic Christmas villages where everything was connected by one cord that had the light bulbs on it.
Oh yeah. We did not have one of those, but I know. Yeah, my meemaw had those.
Grandma had it.
Yeah.
We put it out every year.
Yep. Good shit. Good
the
shit.
Big plastic light-up Santas?
Yeah. Yeah. Also...
My sister has one.
My meemaw... And this was probably more from, like, back in the day, like, the 70s. But my meemaw had one of those, like, animatronic Santas mm-hmm. that, like, moved. And I he had, that. Like, a candle and shit. So...
We also... I didn't put this on this list, but something else that... There were a very few things that were specific that Grandma put out.
Yeah.
Other than that... Nice hook tree, right?
Yeah.
So we have the tree with bulbs. We have the ceramic. I'm going to explain exactly where we place them. You walk into our house, nice. Into Grandma's house.
I love a virtual tour.
Yes, virtual tour. The first thing that you see is, like, the stairwell.
Okay.
Do you remember Grandma's house?
Yeah.
Okay, so the stairwell. We always put the poinsettias
yeah.
wrapped around the stairwell.
Ooh.
On the top of the, what's this called? The banister. Was a little Santa that was, like, in a chimney, and it fit perfectly on top of the banister.
Yeah.
So it was, like, this. It was a light up.
Okay.
And then on, like, on the little table, she would have the bell, like, the Santa's bell choir or whatever.
Okay.
And it was, like 10 of them.
Okay.
And they played different songs based on, like, the bells that they were next to.
Okay.
It was really cool.
Nice.
And then we always put, like, fluff underneath of them, so it looks like they were in snow.
Oh, cute.
And then on the left, where you get into the living room, you know how we had, like, the heater, like...
Yeah.
The big heater thing, what's it called?
Radiator.
Thank you, radiator. Welcome. That's where we put the village.
Mm.
The house village.
Light them up.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, we had, when you came around our house, not in the 90s though, so.
This was think the 90s all the way until she died.
So in the 90s.
Same decorations every year.
We always had that Santa thing. My mom always kind of had a different nativity scene until the 2000s. She got, like, the one that she wanted. It was fucking life size. It was fucking huge. I mean, not life size. It just went on the coffee table, but it was big. We had those multicolored bulbs, and they were, like, the smaller ones, the, like, kind of cheap ones from, like, the 90s. And then our tree skirt, to me, feels very 90s because it was red felt, and it had, like, that
White border?
No, it was the green one.
Oh, okay.
But yes, you know the one I'm talking about.
I know
about,
the one you're talking about.
And then because
we had the red and white.
Yeah, we had the red and green. And then, yeah, once we got to the 2000s and we moved into the other house, like, my mom kind of started to change it up. But in the 90s, it was very that. And one thing that my mom always did, no matter where we lived, in the 90s, it was, like, on our kitchen, like, island type thing. When we would get Christmas cards in the mail, she would tape them in, like, a row.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they were displayed for the whole month. And in the 90s, it was where we lived, we had, like, a kitchen island, and it was like, there was the kitchen, we had a kitchen island, but then we also had like an open kitchen shelf thing. And then it looked into the living room. So she would put them there. So they'd be like next to the tree. So one thing that has to be at the Christmas party, any Christmas cards that we've gotten, and it's the 90s, so you know we're getting them.
Yeah, you had to, that's such a weird concept. Like, let's just put this out for decoration, all of the Christmas
cards. Yeah, but that's what we did every single year.
Yeah.
So I think we're pretty well decorated. I mean...
Yep. So, I have here some toys.
I have some toys, too, that we would definitely ask for.
Holiday Beanie Babies.
Nice. Because
Beanie Babies, I'm pretty sure, came out in 1994.
Nice.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Fuck yeah.
Game Boy.
Ooh, shit.
The Tiger Handheld Games.
I remember, like, the Sonic the Hedgehog ones.
Yeah, so this was a literal Toys R Us, thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had, I think I had the Lion King one at one point.
Yeah,
but
I had
a Sonic one later.
Yeah, I think I had the Aladdin. I definitely had the Lion King.
Okay.
And I had a different one, but I don't remember which one.
I had a couple Barbies also to throw into the mix here, because you know I was a Barbie bitch. The McDonald's Barbies, collab, they had the Happy Meal Stacy, and I really wanted this. She had on a... Child labor laws are very loose. She had on a McDonald's uniform, kind of, and she had her little Happy Meal, and it was great. Also, there was a Barbie called Sun Jewel Barbie, and I did have this. It was a hand-me-down, but she had on this bathing suit that was very blinged out.
Scandalous.
Scandalous. Girl, you so scandalous. It's a bright pink bathing suit with just, like, jewels all across the tits, and I had
it. And on the hoo-ha.
And it had stick-on gems that you could put on her or, you know, on your ears to pretend your ears were pierced.
I did that all the time.
Me too. So those were two Barbies that came out in 94 that I definitely would have been asking for.
You know what movie came out in 94?
What?
The Santa Claus.
Fuck me up. That's your favorite.
It's my favorite. Well, The Grinch.
I know.
Jim Carrey's The Grinch. The Santa Claus.
Is it safe to say that it's your favorite 90s Christmas movie? Or is that Jingle All the Way?
No, Santa Claus is better. Way okay. better than Jingle All the Way.
Well, a lot of things are better than your favorite movies. So I'm just asking.
Whoa!
Your scale is different, so I need to know. So what's your favorite 90s Christmas movie, then?
I would say yes.
There was the remake of Miracle on 34th Street came out in 94 also, I think.
Oh, that was a good one. I really
liked
that one.
Yeah, we watched that every year when I was growing up. It's my mom's favorite. For the longest time, I didn't even know that shit was a remake.
Yeah,
she
same.
Likes that one more, so that's the one we watched. So that one would definitely be, like, up on our screen during our party. For music, you know what came out?
Tell me.
Mariah Carey's Christmas album with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
And that is still going strong.
That's, like, the most popular Christmas song.
It still charts every year.
It's the most popular Christmas song. I mean, I think it actually is.
Yeah.
And that's the year that it came out.
Not Justin Bieber's Parumpa-bum-bum.
Whatever you're gonna say, no. Yeah, the Mariah Carey Christmas album, The One, came out in 1994.
Dang.
So we would definitely be bopping that one. A Very Merry Chipmunk Christmas.
Nice.
Absolutely.
We love the chipmunks.
Something called West Coast Bad Boys High for Xmas. I don't recognize these songs, but
I'm gonna need to listen to this.
I could get into it. Fuck it.
I mean, I listened to Hollywood Undead's Christmas in... Hollywood.
Yeah. But so some other Christmas, let's think of some classic Christmas songs we could play.
Okay.
They don't have to be 94 or even 90s, but just some bangers. I'm a big Feliz Navidad bitch. And also Last Christmas by Wham is my favorite.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away.
But yeah, I feel like the classics, you know, like the Bing Crosby's and the, you know, all that kind of shit.
I think I'm just I don't listen to a lot of Christmas music.
I do during Christmas, you know, like a regular person.
I will if I'm, like, decorating. Like, I won't just, like, listen to Christmas in the car.
It depends on what I'm doing. Like, not every single day, but, like, if I'm going to go Christmas shopping or if I just feel like it, maybe. But I don't do it all the time. Run DMC's Christmas album came out in 92. We could listen to that.
Oh, okay.
Also, Kenny G's Christmas album came out in 1994. Okay,
smooth jazz.
I actually have several Kenny G Christmas songs on my Christmas playlist, so it's pretty good. Do you want to hear some songs off of it? It's called Xmas Get Wrecked. I have Carol of the Bells, but it's a heavy metal version.
Ooh, I love that.
I have Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I also have Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Last Christmas by Wham is on here 4 times on purpose, so that no matter if Justin makes me skip it, it's coming back, baby.
You know what I hate?
What?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I hate that song. I don't like
and
it.
And all I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth.
I don't like that one.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
That one sucks.
Jackson 5.
Yeah. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen, though. That's kind of a banger.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah. I don't like
Grandma
that one.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I do have You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch,
coming
on here.
Coming home from our house Christmas Eve. They can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Okay. I have This Christmas by Donny Hathaway, which is a really good Christmas song. I like it a lot.
Surfin' Santa?
Sure, totally. I have Dominic Santa. The Donkey.
Ugh.
I have some Little Drummer Boy. I have Johnny Cash's Little Drummer Boy. It's pretty good.
Ooh, Elvis Blue Christmas.
Yeah, I love Elvis Presley's Christmas album. Blue Christmas and Here Comes Santa Claus, and then he has some other ones. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem, his version of a Little Town of Bethlehem, I really like.
I mean, 21 Pilots, Oh Come,
yeah, but
Emmanuel.
That wouldn't be in the 90s. I'm skipping around. You know what's one song that would work for the 90s, and that is a sick segue?
Tell me.
Grown Up Christmas List by Amy Grant.
All right.
Came out in 92, apparently, so that version.
Nice.
So let's do it.
Let's do our grown-up Christmas list.
This is my grown-up Christmas list.
Is that what it sounds like?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, better, probably.
The 30 Dirty and Dying merch shop is officially open. We've got 30 Dirty and Dying shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more for your sick, sad millennial vibes. Grab yours now and look out for seasonal items and sales at 30dirtypod.com. That's 30dirtypod.com. All right.
Why don't you start, Courtney?
Mortgage payments would be nice.
That would be sick. Yeah.
Whether it be the entire mortgage, that would be great.
Or just a sprinkling.
Or just a couple payments. That would be fine.
Just to help me get
just
out of my hole.
Just a few thousand would be nice.
Yeah, to go with that. Just like $5,000. Just like a few thousand dollars to just throw in the bank and to just have and use for regular ass life expenses.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
Someone just gave me like $5,000. Okay, thanks, bye.
I put car payments.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have a month's worth of groceries.
I also put a month's worth of groceries.
Wow, look at us.
Amazing. Look at us.
Amazing stuff.
I put, well, back to payment, credit card payments.
Okay.
Any payment is what I put.
All right.
And then I also put someone to clean my house.
That's nice. I put a full week of uninterrupted sleep.
I'm going to piggyback off of that.
Nice.
A solid 8 hours of sleep. No waking up. No tossing and turning. Just, yeah. I went to bed, and then I wake up refreshed.
Yeah. Sleep would be sick. I also put vitamins. They're very expensive. Vitamins are so expensive. And, like, I know that I am horrendously vitamin D deficient, and I would like to fix that. But I can't. They're too expensive.
They are very expensive.
Vitamins are so expensive.
Everything's so expensive.
I always forget how expensive they're going to be until I go to buy vitamins. And I'm like, whoa, never mind. I can't take out a second mortgage right now to buy some fucking
vitamins.
Yeah.
I put a new hot water heater because ours is leaking.
Yikes. That's important.
Yeah. So anyone hearing this, if you have a hot water heater,
donate to our GoFundMe.
Yeah. I need a new hot water heater. This is, but it's not leaking bad.
Okay.
So we're going to say this is a New Year's problem.
That's fair. I think mm-hmm. that's fair. That's part of being an adult, you know?
Yeah, like, it's not, like, it's not a swamp.
Yeah.
It's so, like, you know, in a hot water heater, how there's, like, that, like, metal pole that kind of, like, that comes down and just, like, it's open.
Yeah.
So that, it's, like, dripping a little bit, but only when we're using the hot water. So, like, after we take a shower, it dripped a little bit, but, like, it's not...
It's not all bad. The time. It's not like flooding.
It's not flooding. It's not like a big deal. We have something underneath of it just in case. But like every time we like take a shower, we double check and like we haven't seen anything significant. So we're like, this is a next year problem.
That's part of being an adult, dude. It's yeah. like
you see something that's fucked up. We don't have the money now. Maybe later.
I can't handle it right now. I literally can't deal with it right now.
Yep.
Same. Yeah, I get it. We got some stuff like that. But you got to pick your battles. You know what I want? This isn't on my list, but I'm going to say it right now. I want a full day where I have to pick zero battles. I want to be taken care of. I want a day where I don't have to do anything. I don't have to make any decisions. I get to wake up. Someone's made me soup and grilled cheese. You know, someone like gives me my blanket. Someone like treats me like a child for a full day. I want full 24 hours of not adulting.
I like that.
I would love that.
I agree. I also would like to put that on my list.
Yeah.
I did put $1 million. So you asked for a reasonable 5,000, I asked for $1 million.
I'm just not getting my hopes up anymore. You know, it's been that kind of year.
Well, I don't expect any of this, so that's no, why same. I did set $1 million.
Yeah.
I also put a new microwave because ours is also kind of broken right now.
Cool, cool, cool. Hair dye that won't stain my bathroom. I'd like to dye my hair again. I have some boxes of hair dye, but I don't want to clean up after it. You know?
Yeah.
And I hate that. And someone should give me a hair dye or make one right now that won't stain my bathroom.
I agree.
Yeah. Get on that. Science.
Yeah, science.
Come on. Get it together.
CEOs of hair companies.
Yeah, come on, L'Oreal. I don't fucking know. Garnier Fructis. I've used your hair dye often.
Yeah.
They do the colors, the Vivids. I use that. So... Come on, guys. Get it together.
A new front porch, because ours is rotting away.
Nice.
Oh, also a new back porch, because ours is rotting away.
Cool, cool. I love symmetry. I love the symmetry of it. Yeah,
so, like, the porch itself is, like, cement.
Yeah.
But, like, the poles are rotted, so they're actually, it's not weight-bearing, so it doesn't fucking matter. But I like the look of the poles, so I want them there.
Sure.
They could fall off and not cause problems. Because same. Again, not weight bearing. But I like the look of the poles.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
But the back porch, you might step out and fall through.
Okay, I have on here, some of mine are like how we've been doing, and some are like real and ridiculous. I want some farmland. I'm ready for cows and chickens and goats. I'm ready to live my full homestead fantasy. But I need land to do it. And I don't have any right now. So, I'd love some farmland for Christmas. That'd be sick.
Okay. I don't want the responsibilities of a farm.
No, I need a team. I don't need a lot. I don't need, like, hundreds and hundreds of acres. I just need, like, enough. I could do some of it.
Okay. I'm not waking up early in the morning to milk a cow.
I'm not gonna do that. My cows will wake up at noon.
I don't think that's how, animals work.
But... Well, but they don't... If I'm not selling them for their meat or anything, I don't need to be like, oh, we gotta get this shit on the milk truck. I don't give a fuck about the milk truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can, whatever. They can just chill. I just want them to chill. I don't want them for, like, profit purposes.
Okay.
I just want them to hang out and give them a good life with me.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So, like, it's no big deal if I don't get the eggs until, like, 8 a.m. It's gonna be one of those farms. It's
gotcha.
Be chilled.
Farmville.
Call me Harvest Moon. You know what I mean? Except the stakes are much lower.
A massage / spa day.
I have a massage on here. I wrote it on the side because I wrote it today when my neck started hurting.
Yeah, my neck hurts really bad.
Yeah, mine too.
I took a shower this morning and I just blasted the hot water and just did this.
I do that
and just let it like trickle down and it didn't work.
I'll probably do that tonight before I get in bed.
Yeah, I have a massage gun, so I'm just gonna have Mike massage gun my back.
I don't have one of those. I'd like one of those. I'm gonna add it. I want a massage gun.
Okay.
And a massage. And maybe just, like, a new back.
Actually, I want to add this to my Christmas list.
Okay.
The cure for Crohn's disease.
That'd be sick. I also would like, I would like the cure for arthritis.
Yes, same.
I would like the cure for migraines.
Yep.
I would also like, either a hysterectomy or menopause early onset.
Yeah, I would like to just, have it all taken out.
Yeah.
like that. I just want them to take a vacuum and just...
No, like, and I'm not, look, if you had to have, like, a procedure like this for, like, medical, I'm not making light of that.
No.
I just mean, I'm like, a little freaked out about the idea of, like, something happening with my, like, female reproductive organs, like, cancers and shit, mm-hmm. and, you know, I think just getting older, I'm a little afraid of that. Like, I'm a little afraid of things like that happening, things just not running like they are when you're in your fucking 20s or you're a teenager. And even when I was very young, my menstrual cycles were really fucked up. So I'm just, I don't know, I'm a little freaked out. Like, I'm finally getting to those ages where they're like, hey, look out for this. Hey, screen for this.
Not.
I'd like to just not have it be in there. You know, it's like a ticking time bomb. It's all of it. And then you got your ticking time bags. And I'm just scared. So I just don't want to be afraid of it right now.
Well, I'm also not using it, so.
That too. I've decided I don't want kids. If I change my mind later, I'm fine with adopting a kid. That's honestly probably better. Their genetics, mine are ass.
Same.
So it's like, you know, I don't need it. So yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I just want that to be done. I don't want to worry about that anymore.
Mm-hmm. I put an entire cruise.
Well, fair. I put a trip to Maine.
Okay.
That's the vacation we were going to take before our lives blew up. So, I'd like to go on that.
I think I'm going to Maine in October.
Yikes, I'm so jealous.
Because of my cruise. Well, it's a where's Maine? Maine's up here.
It's the north.
Yes. I think we're going to Maine. Because it's a New England and Canada
cruise. You bitch. I'm jelly.
So anyways, we have not paid for that cruise, so I would like that paid for. Thank you.
Fair enough. I'm less jelly now.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
I also put a light bright. You remember the light brights? Those were so fun.
I have a mini light bright.
I want the one that's in that picture I showed you. I want that big honking light bright that I had in like circa 2001. You know, I mm-hmm. want a light bright again. I think it would bring me joy.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Be like a coloring book, but better.
Yeah. I put a personal driver.
Okay.
I don't like to drive. Driving is, I want to be passenger princess the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So if I ever win billions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
That's how you will know. I will no longer be driving.
Fair enough.
I will have a personal driver. They will take me everywhere I ever want to go.
I think I'll buy some vitamins. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I have a few new books. Just a few. You know, that I don't have to pay for. And I bought a few and I felt very guilty about it. So I don't want that hanging over my head. On that same note, the Spotify audiobook subscription, but I want someone else to pay for it. Because it almost would double my subscription cost, which is so fucking dumb. You get some audio, but you get, like, it gives you more hours. So, and I'm in my audiobook era right now, and I like listening on Spotify, but I just want more hours.
I put a personal chef. Mike is my personal chef, but I have to clean up after him.
Yeah.
So I would like a chef. I don't want to have to think about, like, what's for dinner. I just want the chef to cook and it just be there.
Yeah.
Like, I want my meals prepped and ready to go for lunches. So when my driver picks me up for work, I can just take my lunch that the personal chef has already prepared for me. And then I am driven to work. That would be great.
That's nice. So I didn't have a cooking thing, except I put a DoorDash gift card.
So I just went balls to the wall.
Yeah, but with some things I did. And you went
reasonable.
Well, I'm in a very, I just need reasonable goals met place right now in my life, you know? So, yeah.
I would like my house to be renovated.
It's nice. I put someone to touch up the paint in my house. Because, like, you know, we have to, like, touch up the paint and repaint. And we're about to do that. Justin's bitching about it. I'd like someone else to be able to do that for us, you know? Like, so we don't do it.
Yeah. My walls need cleaned.
Yeah, we've cleaned them, but now we need, because, you know, it's just the paint gets scuffed and, like, for someone else to do it.
Anything to do with my house to make it better, I just want someone else to do it.
That's fair.
So that's my Christmas wish. My house to be better. I also want a soaking tub.
Yes! Absolutely. That's what I want also. I want a big-ass soaking jacuzzi tub.
It doesn't even have to jacuzzi.
I would like
to jacuzzi. I just want to fit in it fully.
You know what I want, and this, I'm not trying to get X-rated, but when I first met Justin, he had a really nice bathroom, and he had a big jacuzzi soaking tub, and we could both be in it at the same time and stretch. And you know, he's like 6'3".
Yeah, he's tall.
Like, he's a tall, broad dude, and he could fit in that very comfortably, and we both could together, and that was nice. And I would like that again. I don't care if they make that whole bathroom in there one big tub. Door, tub. That's fine.
That's perfect.
That's fine. We'll do that. You know?
I just want to be able to not have to have my feet up when I'm in it.
Yeah.
I also want it to be big enough to where my stomach is under the water.
Same. Same. And hey, any of you fucking gym bros were like, well, you could just... No, you could just...
I'm trying.
But it doesn't matter. I just want... I like big oversized things like that. I like a big tub. I like a big shower. I like to be able to roam like a horse. Call me Spirit. Stallion of the Cimarron. I like to be able to have some room.
Yes.
I also like some LED lights. We have some. I'd like some more.
I would like unlimited concert tickets.
I put Florence and the Machine tickets. And I also put the Everybody Scream album on vinyl, and I also put Tyler Childers' Snipe Hunter album on vinyl.
I would like every 21 Pilots vinyl.
That's nice. That would be nice. I also said I want all the bugs to die for longer.
I would like all the spiders to die forever.
Yeah. I'm trying to be measured. I'm not trying to ask too much. Just a little longer. I feel like it took them longer to die this season.
I agree, because there's still freaking spider webs in my house.
I've still seen, like, gnats up until, like, 2 weeks ago.
They need to go to hell where they belong.
Yeah, and stay a little longer. I also put an elliptical. I like them. It's easy on my hips, because I'm old. What else? Do you have anything else?
No.
Okay, I have a couple more things I'll power through, and then we'll go to our listeners.
Perfect. I might bounce off of something that you say.
A week to do nothing but write.
I would like a week to do nothing.
End of sentence.
End of sentence.
Yeah. I also wrote a stockpile of my favorite cleaning supplies. I'm sick of running out of shit. Yeah. I just want my favorite things always on hand and ready for me to clean. And then I think, this is the most extravagant thing I said. I want a room that's hidden behind a bookcase.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
I want a lair.
I would like a little reading nook.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I also put a tattoo.
Okay.
I finally want a tattoo. Turns out, can't afford it right now, so womp womp.
I would like more tattoos.
I just want a tattoo. I mean, I want several, but I'd like to start. And I want two more cats.
I don't.
Well, yeah, you're mad at them right now.
So. Well, I just don't think I can do that.
Yeah, I think I could handle it. But yeah, that's my Christmas list that's grown up.
And that's my grown-up Christmas list.
And we got some submissions from you guys, so I'll read those now. One, well, I'm not going to say your usernames and shit in case you didn't want me to. Real estate.
Okay.
Fair enough. Millennial plight. A Philadelphia cheesecake bar.
Yes!
I would love one.
I miss those things.
That's a banger.
Oh my god.
For people to stop circling back, I swear to god.
Please. Just leave me alone.
A break.
Yes.
A week of sleeping in.
Yes.
Stacks of AA batteries for my old school Wii remotes.
Okay.
To play Wii again. I get it. Fair enough. A lot of people said break.
Yeah.
We got a lot of repeats for breaks.
Yeah, we just need a break.
Yeah, everybody just needs a fucking break, so... I hope you guys had a good break with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you're holiday, if you're feeling, you know, tired, sick, sad, millennial.
Blue.
Yeah. So if you have that and you're feeling it, Mr. Krabs, we get it. You know, we hope you can still have a good holiday. But if you're in a rough place, you're not alone. I think that was the whole point of this one.
Yes.
We will have a Christmas episode this year, and 30 Thursday is on Christmas.
Whoa.
So that's going to be your
That's your Christmas present, guys.
Yeah, listen to the podcast. If you're in a rough place, if you don't have plans for this holiday, fucking just hang out and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, we'll have Christmas with you.
Yeah, we'll have Christmas dinner with you. You know, I like pizza, personally.
I like ham.
Okay. Get a ham for Corny and a pizza for me. And
Crab Rangoons.
We'll just, it'll summon us. It probably won't. I don't want to adjust your expectations. But we'll be there with you in spirit. And you can listen to the new episode next week. And after that, there will only be one more until the end of the season.
Wild.
Yeah, our season finale is going to be on New Year's Day.
Whoa!
Yeah, what the fuck? What a year.
What the fuck is up, Kyle?
I love you guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye! Step the fuck up!